T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Apple will unveil some new gadgets this afternoon, but those hoping to see a new iPhone may have to wait a little bit longer. Live on our newsline, CNET Executive Editor Roger Chang. Roger, always great to talk with you. What will be unveiled today?
Yeah, so for the first time in really 8 years, Apple is holding a September event without an iPhone, which is a bit of a shocker. Taking center stage, though, will be what we expect are 2 new iPads as well as 2 new Apple Watches.
What kind of features might we see on these devices?
So the iPad, we've seen a lot of improvements with the iPad Pro. In fact, a couple came out at the beginning of the year. And so I think we'll see some of those design changes. You know, it's a little bit flatter, a little bit rounder, less curved. We'll see some of those design changes, I think, flow into the new iPad and iPad Air. As you can imagine, things like faster processor, slightly better camera, all those kinds of extra bells and whistles. One thing that was added over to the iPad Pro that we might see this time is something called a LiDAR sensor. It's basically an extra sensor that does depth sensing. It allows you to basically scan a room, and it helps with things like augmented reality, like the idea of putting in a digital version of an IKEA shelf into your room to see how it would look. So those kinds of gimmicks, those kinds of features is what we're kind of expecting with the iPad. Now, with the Apple Watch, largely we're expecting better battery life. Earlier this year, they talked a lot about the sleep tracking capabilities of the Apple Watch. And right now, it doesn't quite last long enough for you to really sleep with this thing and have it be effective. So we're looking for better battery life. And then there's going to be a low-cost version of the Apple Watch. It's right now, I think the Apple Watch Series 3 is among the most popular models because it's so inexpensive. So we can see Apple kind of putting in an upgraded version of an Apple Watch that isn't quite top of the line, but kind of hits that maybe $200, $300 price point that's a little bit cheaper and a little bit more affordable for folks.
Well, Apple Watches and iPads are nice, but what about a new iPhone? When will that be out, and what do we know about it?
Right. So the iPhone is not going to be making an appearance today, but it will likely show up next month. It'll probably have its own separate event. Apple had already sort of telegraphed this a couple months ago by noting that this phone won't be available until the fourth quarter. And so, you know, you get the combination of a pandemic and the fact that this phone is expected to be different, significantly different from the previous model, right? It's supposed to look different. It's supposed to have some of those rounded edges, the kind of iPad Pro design that I referred to earlier. Plus, it's going to have things like 5G, really new technology that takes a little bit more time. So it's not really a surprise at this point that this is delayed by a month. It's a little bit later than I think Apple would like. But given the new technology, the new bells and whistles they're packing in, and the fact that, you know, we're still dealing with a pandemic that is affecting manufacturing, it's not a huge surprise that we're not going to get it until a little bit later.
5G, that's going to be a real big deal.
Yeah, 5G is probably going to be the marquee feature. I mean, this is a network technology that's supposed to make your phone run a lot faster, more consistently. The wireless carriers have been spending billions of dollars rolling this stuff out. Coverage is still kind of hit or miss, admittedly. T-Mobile and AT&T have touted nationwide coverage. Well, the speeds are okay. And then Verizon has their super, super fast 5G, but it's in fairly limited spots across the country. So it's still kind of a work in progress, but for folks who want to future-proof themselves for when 5G is a real impactful thing, which probably won't happen until next year or the year after, Getting an iPhone now gives you make sure that you're locked in for that feature tech.
Roger Cheng at CNET, you always have the inside scoop. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.